Test 2. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a clerk at the information desk of a transport agency and a man asking for travel information. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Morning. Thanks for calling Metro Link. Is there anything I can do for you?
Good morning. I would like to go to Harbour City tomorrow before 11 a.m. From Bayswater.
Well, for Bayswater?
Oh, no. From Bayswater, where I am currently living. But Harbour City is my destination.
Sorry. That means Bayswater to Harbour City. Which mode of transport do you prefer? By bus or train?
The destination is Harbour City, so Harbour City has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Morning. Thanks for calling Metro Link. Is there anything I can do for you?
Good morning. I would like to go to Harbour City tomorrow before 11 a.m. From Bayswater.
Well, for Bayswater?
Oh, no. From Bayswater, where I am currently living. But Harbour City is my destination.
Sorry. That means Bayswater to Harbour City. Which mode of transport do you prefer? By bus or train?
In fact, I have no preference, only if it brought me to Harbour faster.
Well, if you take an express train, you'll be right in Harbour within an hour from departure. Let's see. Yes, I recommend you to get on the 9:30 a.m. express.
Sounds perfect. So, at which station should I get on the train?
Hellendale is the nearest station to you.
Henlonsvale? Did you say that?
No, Hellendale. That's Hellendale.
Then how can I get there fastest?
Let me see. Please wait a minute. I need to have a look. It says you probably have 2 options for the routes. The first one is the 7:06 bus from Bayswater Shopping Centre to Central Street. There will be another bus that can take you to the train station. Or, if you don't mind walking directly to Central Street, like a couple of kilometres, then you can take the bus there, bringing you to the train station.
Sure, but which bus is that, the one in Central Street?
The 7:02 will take... Oh, sorry, it's the 7:82 that will take you to the station.
I believe walking will be fine, so option 2 might seem better to me. When should I arrive at Central Street to catch the bus?
There are 2 buses that you can catch and get to the station on time. One just before 9 o'clock, one right after. Yet in the morning it might be better to take the earlier one, just in case of a traffic jam or something like that. I'd like to say the 8:55 one is more reassuring than the 9:05 one.
Sure, I don't want to miss the train, so the 5:09 one will be better. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10. One more thing. How much would the fares cost?
Well, the bus is $1.80 in cash, and the train is $10 each way. But do you have a Travel Link card?
No, but I may get one before tomorrow.
All right. If you have the card, you can pay considerably less. The bus will cost you $1.50, and the train to Harbour... Sorry, wait, it will still cost you $10 because it is during rush hour in the morning, I'm afraid. Yet, if you could return at an off-peak time...
What do you mean by that?
All right, if you could begin your returning journey before 5 in the afternoon, or later than 7:45, 7:45, in the evening.
In fact, my plan is that I won't start to go back home until 8 o'clock anyway.
Then you can save a lot of cash using your Travel Link card. You did mention that you were planning to buy one, didn't you?
Yes, today. Maybe later. I'll pick one up.
It means with cash, it would cost you $10, but if with your card, you will only pay $7.15 for returning.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes. In fact, I would like to know if the Travel Link card supports ferry services.
If the ferry services is Harbour City ferries that connect the northern and southern banks, then yes. They are commuter ferries. A one-way trip costs $4.50, but with the Travel Link card you will enjoy a 20% discount, and the cost will be $3.55.
So, $3.55 for it. What about the tour boats?
You mean those ferries going upriver on sightseeing tours for tourists? No, they do not belong to the Travel Link company, and they only take cash and credit cards.
Oh, I see. So, I may believe that you might not know how much they cost for one tour?
Actually, I do know. I took a friend to the trip upriver just last week. We decided to go on an afternoon tour, and it cost us $35 each. There is also a whole day option, costing $65.
Thank you. You really helped me a lot.
With pleasure. Do enjoy your trip.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now, turn to section two.